USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A massive sell-off on Wall Street to tell you about as China lowers its currency. The Dow down 767 points, almost 3% to close at 26,717. The Nasdaq down 278 points. The S&P 500 down 87 points. In other news,
the First Lady and I join all Americans in praying and grieving for the victims, their families, and the survivors.
President Trump addresses the country, offering condolences to the families in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, whose loved ones killed in the two mass shootings over the weekend.
America weeps for the fallen. We are a loving nation, and our children are entitled to grow up in a just, peaceful, and loving society. Together, we lock arms to shoulder the grief.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Republican Rand Paul taking to Twitter to talk about his most recent health issue. The Kentucky senator says he's had part of his lung removed, the result of an attack at the hands of his neighbor back in 2017, the man breaking six of his ribs and bruising his lungs. The procedure done at Vanderbilt University, Rand Paul tweeting he should be able to return to the Senate in September. Intense diplomatic negotiations underway to convince three Pacific Island nations to renew a security agreement.
The current agreement is set to expire in 2023, giving Beijing an opportunity to further its influence in the Pacific Island nations of Micronesia, the Marshall Islands, and Palau. Secretary of State Pompeo said,
"We know China seeks to engage and to influence this region, but I'm convinced that the people of the Marshall Islands, the people of Palau, understand that having partners that are democratic are the best partnerships for the people that will continue to make their lives better."
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An in-depth look now at one of our top stories on USA Radio News, the massive sell-off on Wall Street, and exactly what's behind it. USA Radio's Tim Berg takes a look.
As the trade war between the United States and China heats up, the Dow lost 767 points to close at 25,717, its worst day of 2019. Trader Teddy Weisenberg joins Fox Business and believes,
"Market says, you know, Ashley, can deal with just about anything. Good news, bad news, but clearly uncertainty, and the uncertainty that continues to be created around these tariff negotiations and all the difficult fallout from it clearly is not a positive for the market."
The Nasdaq fell 278 points and the S&P lost 87. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
There's a move to have the city of Chicago become its own state, USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
A group of people still pushing for the Windy City to leave the state and become its own. Petitioners have been gathering support for the past 2 years to make Cook County, Illinois, the country's 51st state. The current drive to divorce the city from the state is linked to the urban-rural divide of that state. Downstate separatists point to divides on abortion, the legalization of marijuana, and gun control. As particular sticking points, Illinois' status as a sanctuary state for illegal immigrants is also a divisive issue.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.